Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back into Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hour number three live here on a Tuesday edition of the show. So if you're on Twitter, if you can look at your phone and you can take in a few pictures right now, it'll make sense what we're discussing here on the show as we kick off the third hour of the show. If you follow at Nashville Stars on Twitter, they are a group of Nashville businesses, sports, music, and community leaders that are committed to bringing Major League Baseball to the Music City. The website is MLBMusicCity.com, and we tweeted a picture out, or a few screen grabs last night of what they have put together, which they are calling the renderings of their Major League Baseball Stadium conceptual site plan, and we tweeted it out from the station account last night. What do you think about it, Nashville? And it shows multiple pictures, one of the baseball stadium, kind of like an aerial view over the bridge, over the river, next to Nissan Stadium. Mm-hmm. Then there's the outside portion where it looks like there's some type of concert area connected to the stadium. And then it gives you like kind of like a blueprint, retractable roof, covered mm-hmm. entertainment areas. And it gives you a detailed breakdown of what everything would be included with the facilities. I said this before the show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of Braden Gall's idea, minus the honky-tonks attached.
Well, and there is an entertainment area right there that's got a stage.
True.
So right next to brick bars. Sounds like a honky-tonk to me.
Well, if you're going to do it.
I didn't get a single dime out of this, by the way.
It would be to the left. If you're looking at Nissan Stadium and you're on the west side of the river, it would be to your left.
So you're in the city looking at the stadium.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be to your right. It's to the right.
If I'm looking at the city, I'm across the river.
Yep.
It would be to the
right. So it's going to be in between the Shelby Bridge, walking bridge, uh-huh. and the Korean Veterans driving bridge. It's been placed in between those two.
No, if I'm looking
then,
at it, if I'm standing
up against
right
the
there,
stadium.
If I'm standing right next to, what's the?
Acme Feed and See.
Okay.
It's I to see, the right of the stadium.
Is it? Because yep. I thought the right of the stadium would be the junkyard where the.
No, it's across Korean Veterans.
Okay, I must be looking at it.
So the junkyard, no, the junkyard's on the right, but it's further past.
It's going back there.
Again,
oh, okay.
I totally get why you're confused on this because uh-huh. I looked at it at first and I was like, there's no way they could fit a stadium
exactly.
in that
Exactly, that's what I was like.
There's no way. But they, again, if the renderings are to scale,
uh-huh.
which we don't know, but if the renderings are to scale, I would hope they are.
Would this be all privately funded?
Well, that's a different subject altogether. But
that's what I'm saying because if you're going to throw a stadium right there, is it going to be privately funded? You're talking about a retractable roof.
It also looks like, so there's a bridge building down there, which makes a good amount of money for mm-hmm. hosting weddings and events, and it's a really cool building. They've got a park where I take my daughters, by the way. Mm-hmm. We take our daughters to that water splash pad right there.
Yeah, I know
that
exactly
they
what
just
you're talking
built.
About.
Yeah. There's a little outdoor amphitheater they built. That's only like a couple of years old. It's a really nice area for those of us who live within 10 miles of that to go have your kids mm-hmm. play in the water outside. Like, it's got a park. It's got a dog. Like, there's a rock climbing wall there. Like they just put a bunch of money into it. So I don't know if that would stay there, mm-hmm. if they would remove that,
relocate it probably.
Yeah, they talked that there's in the plans. There's a potential marina right there because they mm-hmm. want people to boat up to the game.
I think kind of like the San Francisco thing.
I think you need people to want to go to the game in the first place. But that's a different subject again too. It does though. I'm not taking credit for this idea. Uh-huh. We're joking a little bit. But it is sort of the visual and the image that I have in my head of what the Titans Stadium could be mm-hmm. if done
properly.
The way I think it could be done properly, which is, again, build it as close to the river as possible, try to weave it back into the downtown, you know, sort of vibe and feel, whether it's brick facade and honky-tonks and partying. But, like, again, this baseball thing, there's a mixed-use condo in the outfield that's going to be like a 12-story condo. There's an office building. There's a parking garage. There's, you know, there's all kinds. There's a rooftop bar that's going to overlook the river. Like, they've done all the things I would do if I was building a Titan Stadium.
Okay. Here's the thing. All of that sound great. Looks great. One, who's going to pay for it? Is it probably funded, or does the city have to foot some of the bill, and then the city has to foot some of the bill for the Titans facility, new stadium, or renovation of a stadium?
Yikes.
That's a lot of money.
Just seeing the computer-generated picture of it, like you see this beautiful new baseball stadium, and then you see Nissan next to it. It's like a brand-new Mercedes-Benz next to a Ford Escort.
It's atrocious. And that's why, you know, what are the Titans going to do with their building? Are they going to do this massive renovation, or I think they're leaning more toward the massive renovation than to actually tear down.
All accounts have indicated from both the mayor's office and from the Titans
that it'd be
office,
a renovation,
that they are not going to do a new stadium. We can disagree or agree on that, exactly. But that's the indication.
But then you're bringing a baseball stadium here. We assume that's what they want. Obviously, that is what they want. Here's the thing about it. One, would it be, and I asked you guys this earlier in the show, but off the air, would it be a French? Would it be an expansion team, or would it be a existing team that they move here? Because it would be two problems with this. Well, both of them would be the same problem. If you're moving a team, the team's already horrible. That's why you're moving them.
Well, unless it's the Rays.
The Rays
and A's are both teams that people have talked about moving, and they're in the playoffs right now.
So if you move one of those teams, you at least get a
good team. Yeah,
good team. But if you don't, if this is truly an expansion team, then the team's going to be trash.
It's going to take time.
It's going to take a long time. And that stadium across the board, just about every stadium in Major League Baseball, what do they have problems with? Filling it up.
Oh, attendance. Yeah.
Attendance. It would be the same problem here.
So am I the only guy, though, that on this show that thinks baseball in Nashville would work? You guys both seem like you have your doubts.
I mean, I don't think – I know there are a lot of – there are a lot of people that love baseball.
Yeah.
There are. I know that. But would they actually go to the games? Because there are a lot of people that love baseball in other cities, but the stadiums are not, you know, the stadiums are empty.
And we have to have a really frank conversation about two different things. And that's, one is money for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a Davidson County taxpayer. And if I want to pick, if I've got to pay an extra $3 on every paycheck I get for a stadium, what do I want? Do I want a renovated Titan Stadium? Do I want a new baseball stadium, or do I want a new Titan Stadium? And part of the equation for me is, what does this new baseball stadium give us? It's got a retractable roof. That's great. You can put, but it's not going to be big enough for the Final Four. So you're not going to be able to attract any events like that. You can put concerts in there and sell out 40,000 seats, and that's great. But it's not going to be bigger than 35, 40, 45,000 seats. And Final Fours generally want them to be in the 60s and 70s. When Final Fours come to your state, to your place, they don't play in baseball stadiums. They play in football stadiums. They play in large venues. So what can you attract to Nashville as part of building this that's not just baseball? Are there other things that can be a part of this? Now,
college playoff?
Not in a baseball stadium.
Baseball
what? And now that is the off season in theory, right? Like, that could it be all grass and maybe you could somehow work it? I can't imagine it would be safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Northwestern and Illinois have played at Wrigley Field and it was not safe. The Pinstripe Bowl is played at Yankee Stadium and it's okay, but that's a mausoleum. That thing's huge.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I've noticed, if these renderings are to scale, if they are, there's definitely not enough room to build a stadium in between the Titan Stadium and the river. If this rendering is to scale, there's clearly not enough space, which means you'd have to tear down the Titan Stadium to build the new one, and that means you'd have to play at Vanderbilt, at the Nashville MLS stadium that's being built. You know, like that. Listen, the Chargers are playing in a soccer stadium right now. So if that one could be 35,000 seats, that might be just enough Titans fans anyway. But I just want, what else comes with this is a part of my equation. And then is it a decision between a new Titan stadium and a baseball stadium?
Mm-hmm.
if that's my decision as a taxpayer, I'm voting for the football stadium every time because I want a college football playoff, a Super Bowl, and a Final Four. And the baseball stadium gives me none of that. The other question is, to your point, Nick, will baseball work? Baseball fans generally, I'm broad brushing here, tend to be older and whiter. And that is where Williamson County is older and whiter. That's just the fact of it. It's not, I'm not trying to get into any kind of debate here. I'm just, you know, Davidson County is like 68%, 70% white. Williamson County is like 92% white. So that is a factor. You have to consider who's buying the tickets and how far are they willing to go to buy those tickets.
615-737-1025. We'll take your calls on this when we come back. If you want to chime in, 737-1025. And I thought it was pretty interesting the way you phrased it. What do you want from the standpoint of stadiums? Do you want a brand new Titan stadium? Do you want the baseball stadium? Or do you want a renovated Titan stadium? Of those three options, what is your priority list in order? 737-1025. We're back after this on Morning Drive. Back in here, Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Braden, D. Mace, and Marquise discussing the baseball concept here in the city of Nashville.
I want to correct some numbers real fast to make sure I got them correct. Black population, Davidson County, 27%. So I was pretty close on that, off by 1%. 56% white in Davidson County, not 68. So I was wrong about that. Williamson County, 85% white, 4% black. Rutherford County, 73%, which is Murfreesboro, 73% white, 14% black. And again, this is just to be very general and very broad on, you know, who watches baseball and what tends to watch, who tends to go to baseball games and who tends to spend money on baseball games tends to be an older, whiter crowd. Again, a very general, we are not suggesting that we're putting everybody in boxes here. That's not what we're doing. Just, it's something to consider. Young people of all races are not going to baseball games. They're going to soccer games.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the soccer stadium...
soccer isn't going to be near downtown.
Right.
You know what, though? Young people in Nashville, you know what they do? They go to the trendy thing. And if you get a baseball stadium that's brand new,
that's a fair
and
point.
It's the new shiny toy, until they prove they absolutely stink, which might be the case,
but they
people
have,
will show up,
you're
right?
You're right, but they have to have something else that brings them.
Like the bandbox at Tennessee First Tennessee Park.
They have to have bars in that area. Yeah. They have to have restaurants. They got to make it where, yes, you. These young folks, when they go to those games, they don't go to watch. They go to have a good time.
Yeah,
they're there, but they go to have, and they peek at the score every now and then. So you have to make, if you indeed want to kind of broaden your demographic, you got to make it so. Like, it, again, going back to Atlanta, what Atlanta did, that whole complex they have, restaurants, bars, everything to get people in and then go to the game, make it fun for everybody.
And they also moved it from a downtown location to a richer, slightly different demographic area of Atlanta. So, I mean, so that again, that's just probably smart business.
Yeah.
You go where your customers are. Like, that's just a normal thing in business.
Sure. 737-1025, the number. Let's get your thoughts and your calls. A handful of people want to check in. Let's start it off with Rob. Rob, you're on Morning Drive. Rob, you go ahead.
Hey, first question is, would Nashville build the stadium, or would the owner of Nashville build the stadium?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
So it's a great question, Rob, and it's probably the deciding factor for almost everybody listening to this conversation, but we just don't know. So we kind of have to ignore that part of it for now. If we get information on that, I think it changes everybody's opinion.
Rob, if there's...
What about the football stadium? The same thing. I mean, is Amy Adams going to build one, or is she going to renovate one?
Well, Rob, let me ask you this. You're a public taxpayer. Are you going to pay a couple of bucks every paycheck for a new stadium? Are you no. Would you sign up for that?
No.
No?
Not a chance. Why would I pay a billionaire money so that they could pay millionaires to play a sport?
I
love sports. I love watching it. But Jerry Jones built his stadium.
Yeah, Stan Kroenke.
We got you.
Stan Kroenke's building his on his own dime. I believe Arthur Blank built most of his Mercedes-Benz Stadium on his own dime. Hey, listen, you will always, always have trouble convincing taxpayers to give billionaires money. That's just always going to be a thing. I completely agree with it. There's also another side of that argument, which is it stimulates economic growth, it brings new businesses, it creates jobs, blah, 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 all the same stuff, that it actually can be good for the middle class to build stuff like this. It clearly was worth it for us to build Bridgestone Arena in the late 90s. It clearly helped develop that area, and now that area is booming economically for a lot of different reasons. But it is...
That's the price of doing business sometimes.
Yeah,
you might have to shovel out a couple more dollars a paycheck based upon, you know, a new stadium or renovating.
Here's what my guess would be, and this is totally a guess. If they're going to build a new Titan Stadium, there's going to have to be some subsidy from the city. If they're going to renovate the Titan Stadium, there may not have to be. That's my gut instinct on this, is if it's a $400 million renovation, Amy Adams Strunk and the family can handle that largely without too much. If they're going to build a $2 billion stadium, they're probably going to ask the city for some money.
615-737-1025. Mark is next on Morning Drive. Mark, you go ahead.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I just would say I'm from a baseball family and love baseball, but watching it kind of is like paint drying to me. Playing in it was a lot different. But, you know, I would rather them see them concentrating on doing what they have right now and doing it first class before they move on to something else. I went to Atlanta and watched the football game, and that place is incredible.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we could ever afford anything like that, but I think we could do better than what we have now. But I would rather them see them build a new stadium and do it right before we move over on to something else.
So Mark, you went to Mercedes-Benz this weekend?
I did.
Try to explain in words how different it is than Nissan Stadium.
I don't know how to. I've never been in a facility like that before. even the outside, the sculptures, you walk in and it was just the atmosphere was absolutely phenomenal. The building, I don't see how somebody even thought about building a place like that.
Yeah, it's thank you, Mark. I mean I asked yesterday for fans to tell me, tell us, hey, who was there? How different really is it? And having walked through it myself, it is night and day.
Yeah, but we're not going to get that. We're going to get the closest thing to what the Dolphins did, which was the refurbished, which, by the way, the Dolphins Stadium, I thought it was a new arena, a new stadium.
Yep.
It's
good.
Well, I mean, some teams have, you know, Green Bay, they did renovations to theirs not too long ago.
Yeah, all they did, though, was sort of like add more seats. Yeah, and then that's how I got a share of stock. So I paid for that, actually.
And then Chicago, we saw what they did with their renovation. They didn't tear it down. They just renovated, added some new things.
See, I think that looks terrible.
Miami, I think some teams are going to just opt. Now, Atlanta, they had to build a new stadium. I mean, the dome they were in, Georgia Dome, just needed to be torn down.
But isn't that sort of where we're at with Nissan?
Here's the thing with Nissan.
Georgia Dome's not in worse shape than the Nissan
But it was a dome. And I think the added advantage you have with the Titan Stadium not being a dome is that you can renovate it and you can add some things to it. And you can get the half dome look, you know, kind of like, you know, Dallas half for a while. Now Miami has, where, you know, people on both sides of the stadium get some type of shade.
But the bigger issue is, what does it attract?
Yeah.
And we had Bill Hancock on with us at SEC Media Days, and he specifically told me directly that as an outdoor stadium, fully renovated, as an outdoor stadium, Nashville is on the line to lure a college football playoff game, meaning geographically. Like, we are right on the line weather-wise, geographic-wise, that it's not a guarantee. That if they put $400 million into it and they renovate it and they do something like they do with Miami, like you said, Nick, and it's sort of... It looks cool. It's better. It functions great. It's better for the fans. And it's sort of like a two-thirds roof or a one-third roof. That there's no guarantee that the college football playoff would come here. That we're still very much on the line. There's a chance, but there's no guarantee. And I think if you're telling me that they're going to do that, I would like to know in some back smoky room, I'd like a guarantee from somebody saying, we're going to bust our tail to get you a college football playoff game or a Super Bowl.
With the baseball stadium, what would the baseball stadium bring?
As far as what?
Almost nothing.
As far as, like, other major events. Nothing.
You're not going to put CMA Fest in there because it actually shrinks your ticket sales.
Well, if you have a retractable roof, it'll bring everything except for those big time sporting events where you need 60,000.
Concerts. It'll bring more concerts. Yeah.
I think we got a lot of concert venues.
But it would be a middle ground because the Titan Stadium is like 70,000 and Bridgestone's like 19,000 with concerts.
But then they can use.
So there's a 40,000 seat in between.
I mean, I guess they can, but can't at certain times of the year. The soccer stadium. But
that's 100% part of it. Soccer's going to bring concerts too.
Yeah.
They're going to have concerts there too. Again, there is a gap between 18,000 at Bridgestone or whatever, however many seats they can seat with general admission, sort of standing room only, which I'll be there tonight, by the way, standing room only probably. And then Titan Stadium, which is like 70,000 broad, ballpark here. A baseball stadium's probably going to be about 40, right? 45. Mm-hmm. So you're sort of, that is a sweet spot for concerts in a retractable roof setting. But you would not move, I don't believe you would move CMA Fest unless it was an emergency and it was bad weather, then you'd move it inside to the baseball stadium. What else are you? I think that's a good question. What else are you getting if you build the stadium?
7371025. Bryce is next on Morning Drive. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, guys. I'm not saying I'd want a baseball stadium over a retractable roof, the opportunity to get a college football game. That's probably the best bet for Nashville. But if they built it somehow, I don't know if you guys have been to Busch Stadium. They've got a ballpark village and like bars galore, which is like perfect for Nashville. So if they built it that way, I think it'd do pretty good because it's kind of like how they built the band box, First Tennessee. But another thing we could get with the stadium, which is probably the only other thing, the Winter Classic with the hockey games, maybe like open it with the Nashville Predators playing in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys thought about that. But
they do that all the time now. They just did it a couple of years ago in Philadelphia.
Okay, here's another thing. We're screaming about, how bad it is getting around the city. You put that baseball stadium right where those renderings are.
It's a disaster.
Exactly.
It's a disaster.
How much more worse?
It's a logistical. It is a logistical nightmare without public transportation.
The road that I use a lot to drive home, when I work downtown, is Korean Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
I drive home to get to the interstate or to go over into the east side where I live, and that road is running between like three condos and the stadium now.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to come down off the Korean Veterans Bridge and you're going to go up against the outfield wall and then a parking garage across the street and then the Titan Stadium half a block over and then the interstate's right there, which is already congested all the time anyway. Like, I agree. That's a huge – all of these plans, including a renovation of the football stadium, should include some capacity of commuter relief. There needs to be relief on public transportation in some way, shape, or form. If you do not think that is the way, then go move out of Davidson County. Go somewhere else.
615-737-1025. We'll come back and take some more calls on this. A handful of people want to get in. If you want to jump in, a couple of open spots for you right now, 737-1025. We're back after this on Morning Drive. Stick to Sports coming up at 8:45. Right now, discussing the Major League Baseball proposal from a stadium standpoint, some renderings, some pictures that we have at 102.5 The Game. It is pretty spiffy. And you know what's funny is we always talk about, well, did you see Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta? And I get it, for the last 30 years, Atlanta's become this destination, and Nashville may be the new destination as far as, people relocating. But for an awful sports market, which Atlanta is largely recognized as, they're on their third baseball stadium, from Fulton County to Turner to SunTrust. Mm-hmm. They're on their second NFL stadium. They've had multiple renovations of their basketball arena. Mm-hmm. For a crappy sports town, they sure get everything.
They're spending a lot of money, aren't they?
Well, yeah, Arthur Blank has got a lot of money.
Well, Arthur gets an opportunity.
Home Depot's doing well, I think.
He builds a stadium that doubles as a soccer stadium as well.
Sure.
Well, his soccer team is doing pretty good.
They're getting 70,000 people for Atlanta United matches.
People are coming out to watch, soccer games at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Historically, the Braves have been a good team. And they are doing well now, so people want to, go see them. And then the whole setup I hadn't been to the stadium, but I've been to the complex where they have like the restaurants and all the other stuff, and it's really neat.
Yeah.
Battery Park.
Yeah, Battery Park is really, it's a nice, neat area where you can just go and...
Yeah, Chase goes every 6 weeks.
Exactly. Just go and have fun and enjoy yourself. And you're close enough to the stadium where you could possibly hear it and then watch it on television,
I think when we were at SEC Media Days a couple years ago, he stayed in the hotel room and he could watch the game from his hotel room. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although I did ask him, are you going down this weekend for a game since, you know, his favorite team's in the playoffs? And he's like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like, come on, Chaser. By the way, the Falcons have also had a third... They played at Fulton County as well, so they've had three stadiums. But it's interesting to look at the Falcons as a comparison. 51 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So more than twice as long as the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do the math on three separate stadiums over 51 years, right, that's less than 20 years per stadium. The Titans are already past that with Nissan. And we know the lifespan of a building these days is about 20 years. And the Falcons and the Braves did it. Their lifespans were even shorter than that. And you know, again, did they make the right decision to build the stadium where they did the first time when they built Turner Field? Obviously not. So that, I think, the location is critical. Now, the Titans, people that don't know, the other location for the Titans stadium when they built the Titans stadium on the river was way up north, you know, where Fontenelle area is. So it was going to be 15, 20 miles outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see how that would have ever worked. The population trends now are all south of the city, Williamson County, Rutherford County.
But I think if you'd have built it out there, then it would have
stimulated economic growth. I mean, that's a great point. Like, so what is it? Like, think about where you could put a baseball stadium that would, like, you put it in, like, again, look at where the Preds are doing, right? They've got a Ford Ice Center in Antioch. They've got the Bellevue Ice Center that they're opening up here soon. And those are going to help supercharge those areas a little bit. Do you want the same thing with the soccer stadium? They're putting it in an area where it's going to supercharge the community and in development. Some people think that's bad. Some people think that's good. I understand both sides of it. Where do you want to? Where's your customer base? What else does it bring to the table? How much is it going to cost?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are the three things you kind of have to ask, and I don't think anybody has clear answers on all those three.
You know what's funny too is like I love college football. I live for it. It's by far my favorite sport. But I would take 81 games of Major League Baseball in Nashville over the concept of having a college football playoff game and maybe a national championship once every 12 years. I mean, to me, it's, okay, yeah, those two elements would be really cool, but to get 81 home games in baseball, and then selfishly from a sports talk standpoint, to be able to have a baseball team to talk about in the dog days of the spring and summer once hockey season ends, selfishly, I want it.
Well, and that one I can't argue with because I'd be in the same boat with you, selfishly. Now, I would say it's not as simple as a college football game versus 81 baseball games. I think it's a more complex equation. I do think that's a smart way to look at it, though. The difference is you have to build a lot more into the new football stadium, right? You're talking about you're protecting CMA Fest every single year. You're going to bring more concert series to the thing. You're going to probably have a kickoff classic, right? You're probably going to add a football game like we had Western Kentucky and Louisville a couple of weeks ago. You probably have a kickoff classic every year, right, with a neutral site game in week one of the college football season, a playoff game. You got Final Fours coming every 8 years. You got World Cup coming in 2026 potentially. You've got a Super Bowl you could lure. So it's not just one playoff game every 12 years. And, you know, like you're saying, it's more like one massive economic tentpole every two or three years. And is that worth it versus 81 baseball games if maybe people don't go to the games? I don't – these are things we don't have answers to.
Yeah.
I would trade focusing in on one thing and doing it really well.
And that's what one of our callers said. Listen, let's just focus on one thing, get that done, and then move on to the next thing. When you're trying to focus on, because right now you got the soccer stadium that we're building. They're trying to figure out whether they're going to do renovations or a new build for the Titan Stadium. And then you say, oh, well, let's add in a baseball stadium as well. One, from a logistics standpoint, you think downtown's bad now. You think traffic around that area is bad now. It would get much worse, especially when you don't have public transportation getting people to and from the downtown area.
And think about this. Imagine the days where the Titans have a home game and the baseball team in Nashville has a game. I mean, you have two events going on at once. Can you imagine trying to get out of there?
Well, and you'd probably schedule where that would never happen. It's only eight games. Right. So, you know, and half of those eight games happen after the baseball season's over. So,
I mean, there were times in Philadelphia where, you know, the Eagles or the Phillies would have a game and Sixers or Flyers would have a game on the same day. Total gridlock everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Marquise, I gave you a ride home after the first home game for the Titans game a couple of weeks ago when they played the Colts.
It took me an hour and a half from when we got into my car at Nissan Stadium till I dropped Marquise off and walked into my house.
Were you in the
hour and a half? I live 8 miles from Nissan Stadium,
and you were in the parking lot, right? Like
the media
lot. Like you had to walk
in the M
across
lot. In the M lot.
You're in the M lot, which is right next to the stadium. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean,
and that was with 20,000 empty seats.
You guys are not gonna like you guys don't want to get me going on public transportation. Like the idea that we cannot take 5 or 6 or 7 different neighborhoods and get people into downtown without having to get into a car is the dumbest thing this city has ever done.
And I mean, I use it, so I mean, like you need
the buses are good. The buses need to be improved, but mm-hmm. outside of that, there needs to be a bigger thing. Again, I don't necessarily believe that the transit plan that got voted down is the right answer. I'm just saying there needs to be a plan to get people from west, north, east, and south into the city and out again without us all having to drive our stinking cars in there.
Well, if you build, you know, if you bring a baseball team here and you build a stadium, you're going to have to figure that out.
Before you even get
the baseball team, before you even start to build the stadium, you got to figure that out. And, you know, is that something they're talking about, you know, when you want to bring a baseball stadium here? Frankly, y'all know how I feel about baseball. It's just, I would rather sit down and clip my toenails and watch the pen dry than watch baseball.
But, you know,
you're giving it a fair shake.
If we had baseball, we could do like a Brothers in Baseball segment every week on the show.
Yeah.
You and Marquise could argue the double switch, the pros and cons of the designated hitter. I think it'd be riveting radio.
Derek, can you explain what a double switch is? I'm not even sure.
Double dip or double switch?
Yeah,
double dips at 10 o'clock.
Coming up at 10.
Like when you take you take one switch and you switch it again, that's a double switch.
It's a switcheroo.
All right, let's do some Brothers in Baseball trivia. Marquise, what does DH stand for?
Designated hitter.
Okay.
Derek, explain what a shift is.
Is when the offensive line
can't take him serious because he's
wearing sunglasses right now. I can't take you seriously.
When the defensive line shifts over, no, a shift is when if you're in outfield and you got a guy, a right-handed hitter, left-handed hitter, and he hits a certain point of the field all the time. The percentages.
Right. No,
so you shift over.
Yeah.
And there you go.
So you got it, man. You know a lot.
I mean, this guy grew up watching Cecil Fielder. He knows what he's doing,
man. But I didn't.
You
but
love
again,
you big Lou Whitaker guy.
Yes.
Bubba Trammell.
There
you go.
Forrest Whitaker?
Was he?
He said Forrest Whitaker.
I'm telling you, man.
He played third base.
Brothers in Baseball record segment would be riveting. I'm all for it.
Yeah, we got some callers here. I wonder what these callers got to say.
All right, let's go to Cody. Cody, you're next on Morning Drive. Hi, Cody.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Forget the baseball stadium. Forget about it. It doesn't make any sense. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Nashville has changed. The NFL has changed. The way we watch entertainment in this country has changed. Put the dome on Nissan Stadium. Nissan Stadium stinks. I go to 2 games a year, and I'm not even a Titans fan. It's not fun to watch games there. I need Wi-Fi so I can place bets and watch my fantasy team. I need TVs where I could cut out in the middle of a quarter and go watch other games. Like I need bars, restaurants. The place stinks. Put a dome on it. Get us the Super Bowl. Get us the Final Four. Get us a kickoff classic. Get us more concerts. Whatever. Put a dome on it. That's it.
Attaboy, Cody. I like it.
Hey.
Put a dome on it.
I need Wi-Fi so I can place my bets in-game.
Hey, buddy. No, buddies. That's true.
Oh, I know.
And he made a lot of other very good points about all. Listen, I want the World Cup. I want the Final Four. I want more concerts. I want college football playoff games. I want the Super Bowl. I want all that stuff every 3 years at that building. Also, I'd like to want to go to the football stadium because I don't want to go to it right now.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Titans, Bills, Matt Barkley at quarterback, Nissan Stadium.
Dude,
you're not sprinting to that venue?
No pants. I'm taking my pants. I'm so excited about that situation. I would go to the game without my pants.
Spiro Ditas on the call for CBS.
No pants.
Adam Archuleta.
No pants party week 5. Who's with me?
Quickly, Steven's next on Morning Drive. Hi, Steven.
Good morning, guys. forget the baseball stadium. I'm a baseball fan, but you're really in a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest with Nissan. It's just, to give you an example, one of the worst things about being a season ticket holder, and my seats are directly in front of a concession stand. It's 25 minutes to go there. I called the hospitality community customer service and offered an idea that I've seen at other advanced stadiums. They have an app with a map with all the different concession stands. You can go in there, place your order, pay online. They will send you a notification when your order is ready. You go get it. You're out of your seat for 2 minutes. The response I got back, and after doing a deep dive into why, the stadium is just too old and antiquated to have a functioning app. And that is the basic, simplest electronic, you know, amenity that people want to go along with the online betting, the fantasy football, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
The stadium is just too old and antiquated to fit 2019, 2020, 2021 needs.
Yep. That's a good point,
so,
Steve.
Wow.
When I was at Mercedes-Benz, again, one of the coolest things about it, there's a million things you can mm-hmm. rattle off, but they're these little seats that are they're next to bars, but they're mm-hmm. in the stadium. So you're in the seating area looking at the game, mm-hmm. and it's like a six top. So you're in a U, and there's six of you around a table, and there's an iPad that's attached to the table. Mm. You don't get out of your seat. You push the button, you select what you want, server brings it out to you. You do not get out of your chair. You just push buttons, and your food and your beer shows up.
People want to have that convenience.
It's 2019.
I don't want to leave the game and miss something. I know there are a bunch of TVs around, but I don't want to leave the game and miss something.
Stick to sports. Coming up next, stay there. It is Morning Drive. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good to have you in here on a Tuesday edition of the show. We've got the big finish coming up at 9:45. Chris Mason's going to join us at 9:30 for his first appearance of the season. He's bald.
I love that.
He's bearded.
Is it okay to say that publicly that I love that man?
He's beautiful.
He's Chris Mason.
It's my boy.
The man that wears the logo on his lapel.
He also has it sometimes stitched onto the jacket.
Yes.
Exactly.
He is the man.
All right.
He's Chris Mason.
Let's stick to sports.
The world is a crazy place.
Crazy sounding pretty good right now.
Let's lighten the mood.
After all that seriousness, you're just going to crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
Basically.
And stick to sports. Now, on Morning Drive.
All right, Gus Malzahn, go ahead.
Stick to sports.
Is that Gus?
You guys both sound like Gus.
Stick to sports is brought to you by.
Stick to sports and run the ball.
Decorating Den Interiors. Stick with the pros at Decorating Den. When you're ready to have your, I usually say it faster.
Yeah, you forgot what you were going to say.
Home, office, or outdoor spaces. Request a complimentary appointment at DecoratingDen.com.
And then just name Bo Nix your starter.
Look, we got to go down a gator. We're going down a swamp. We're going to run the football left, run the football right, and then maybe make Bo Nix not make any mistakes and hopefully down there and beat the Gators.
What you got, Mo?
Or damn Eagle.
Number one.
Jesus. Hey, I mean, you could play. You could probably play Gus Malzahn for Halloween. So
Marquise is like, damn, I'm not in Tuscaloosa anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
We're making fun of Auburn.
It is officially October, so that means Halloween month is approaching. Now I'm going to ask you guys, because I got to think about a Halloween costume. What was your best Halloween costume? It could be growing up as an adult, the most well-put costume that you guys ever had during the Halloween season.
I went as Mike Myers from the scary movie Halloween, and I think I actually told you guys this story. I dressed up like Mike Myers with the blue jumpsuit, uh-huh. the mask with the hair and the white face, and I drove my car dressed as Mike Myers. And I pulled up to a Wendy's drive-thru, and as I got to the window, I just stared out my car window dressed as Mike Myers.
That's mean, dude.
And stared down the people
that's
in the drive-thru.
So mean.
They were so freaked out.
That is so mean.
Oh, man.
I might do that again.
I don't know what I mean. I can't even remember.
I
never really dressed up for Halloween. Never.
Yeah, I kind of like that too.
I'll
give you my best one because I tapped out afterward. I've never gotten dressed up since this one.
Even as kids, you guys didn't.
As kids, yeah.
I don't know what I did, man. It was so long ago.
So this was probably about 4 or 5 years ago. So I'd have been like 32, 33 years old, something like that. And Sturgill Simpson was playing a show at the Ryman on Halloween night. So my wife and I dress up. My wife's name is Haley. And apparently I look like one of the guys from Florida Georgia Line a little bit. And according to my wife and her friends, not the good-looking one. So I dress up.
Ouch.
I dress up as the other one because everyone thinks I'm a dead ringer for this guy. So I dress up. I've got the fake sleeve tattoo. I've got the long wig. I've got the tight skinny jeans on, and I've got the the wallet chain, you know, with the clip where you have the chain and the clip.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
I got a black V-neck T-shirt on with a hat, and I did the whole thing. And my wife's name's Haley, and the guy's name's wife, his wife's name is Haley. So we went to the Ryman show as the Florida Georgia Line guy and his wife.
That's actually pretty cool.
Got it on to some of the guys that because I work around some of the guys who work on the highway, which is the Country Channel on Sirius XM. They posted it on their Facebook page, and Florida Georgia Line saw it and reached out and was like, "Hey, pretty good." I think they took it as a compliment, and I think it was.
Did they hook you guys up with any tickets or anything?
No, because I don't care about. I don't like their music. They're really nice guys, but.
Oh wow!
But I
you're nice, but your music sucks.
I don't. I think they took it as a compliment, and it wasn't meant as a compliment.
Oh wow!
It was meant to be mocking them. A little bit.
I had to throw,
but I cashed out after that. I was like, when you dress up as someone and that person sees you dress up as that, you're done.
I remember I had to throw a costume together one time. I got invited to a Halloween party, and I had no costume at all. So, obviously, I'm a Raider fan, so I had a Raiders windbreaker. This was a couple years ago. A Raiders hat, and I just called myself Black Del Rio.
Black Del Rio.
That's way better than mine.
Well done.
I mean, I had to do something, dude. I had to put something together.
Will you dress up? Because your neighborhood is good for trick-or-treating.
Oh, yeah. We've already got it staked out.
Oh, okay.
I might go this year as Batman. I'm going to go as Batman this year.
You have a very good... Now, here's the question. Do you like to hide on your porch and scare people? Do you like to dress up for the kids that are coming by and scare people or what? Because our neighborhood takes Halloween to a really ridiculous level. And there's a couple houses where, like, there are three or four people in, like, role-playing costumes, and they're acting out stuff in real time, like, in the front yard. Oh, wow. Like, it's crazy in-depth stuff.
Well, I'll be role-playing, but that'll be after the kids go to bed.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right, I had to hit that number pretty quick. No pun intended. So, I mean, maybe for Halloween you guys can dress up as Hulk Hogan or Ric Flair. Last night, instead of watching that terrible Monday Night Football game, I decided to watch a little wrestling and watch a little Monday Night Raw. And Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan made an appearance on the season premiere, is what they called it, of Monday Night Raw. And I'm thinking to myself, I think Ric Flair has surpassed Hulk Hogan as far as being the most famous wrestler not named The Rock, Stone Cold, or John Cena. I think Ric Flair is in a class of his own, and he's surpassed Hulk Hogan.
I got news for you. Ric Flair is in a class above those three you just mentioned.
Really? Yeah.
Ric Flair is the greatest of all time.
He's
completely shot. I mean, he looks like he's going to keel over at any moment. Mm-hmm. By the way, I was going to tweet this, but I figured people would get all mad if I did. I would love to see Ric Flair and Lee Corso in a fight right now.
I would too. I don't know why you didn't tweet that. I'm offended that you didn't.
So Ric Flair is that bad off right
he's,
now?
Yeah, he's not in good shape.
Oh, wow.
But you talk about guys that are in entertainment that it's time to just put out the pasture.
Uh-huh.
Like Ric Flair and Lee Corso like should be done.
They should just be at home chilling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually feel bad that they still bring Corso out on game day.
I kind of agree. It's reached a tipping point, I feel like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have no comment on wrestling.
On wrestling?
Wrestling.
That's the greatest damn wrestling I've ever seen.
All right, seriously. Can we get you, me, Marquise, Chase, the wrestling fans at the station, the next time WWE comes to Bridgestone, will you go with us?
Yeah, I'll go.
You will?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'll try anything once.
So you've never been?
No. I've never been to a wrestling show either, and I'm a wrestling fan.
You paying for my drinks?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Get my ticket?
Yeah, we'll just bring you back the next day, and you get to give a dissertation on what your experience was like.
I will be, and if you know me well enough, Nick, I will be honest about it. If there is something amazing that I did not anticipate, I will say that was amazing. I didn't expect that.
I'm going to bring D-Mace, too.
I will be fair about this.
I like wrestling.
But you like, yeah, D's a closet. He's like a secret.
What would it take for us to dress you guys up as wrestlers as we go to this wrestling event?
Heck no.
I'll dress up as Randy Savage.
I was going to dress Brayden up as like Nacho Man, Randy Savage.
I don't know what that means.
Nacho Man, Randy Savage.
What does that mean?
Macho Man. His name is Macho Man.
Well, no,
Man.
I know that. But like, is that...
Right, Nacho Man.
There's not a Nacho Man thing.
No, it was like a spoof.
Okay.
It'll be a spoof.
Pretty cool joke then.
We got time for one more?
Yep. We got... Come on.
Number three.
I guess we got time for one more. Now... A driver in Staten Island was allegedly smoking marijuana, closed the car window on a New York officer, and sped off and drove over the cop's foot as he sped off.
Brutal. He gone.
That's what happens when you get on that
ooh-wee.
How long is this guy in jail for?
Ooh-wee.
Is this guy in jail now?
Yes.
Good.
He's definitely in jail. He needs to stay there, too.
Yeah. That is not just marijuana. That's that ooh-wee.
Oh, and by the way, not to totally derail your question here, but speaking of cops, I forgot to tell you guys, I got pulled over yesterday.
What?
On Nolensville Pike.
Why did we not talk about this?
Driving home from the show. I was literally a mile from turning right to go into my area off of Nolensville.
So like right by OHB.
Yep. Yeah. Correct. Cop comes out of nowhere in a, by the way, like a black Chevy Lumina. It looked like a
Impala.
Impala. Yeah. Totally never would have thought it was a cop car.
Would be worse if it was a Malibu.
Lights come on. I'm looking back. I'm
Did you get nervous?
He got me. No. Because I knew what he got me for.
Oh.
He pulls me over, comes up to the window. I go, yep, guilty as charged. He goes, what? I go, texting on my phone. He goes, yep. And I said, yeah, I'll just reiterate, guilty as charged. You got me. Give me whatever you want. Took my name, ID, all the paperwork, goes back to the car. He comes back and he goes, I'm going to give you a warning because you were brutally honest. Have a good day.
That's where you say, tune in every day, 6 to 10 a.m.
I mean, I was so ready. I said, officer, you got me. I mean, I wasn't even trying to hide it. Like, I had my phone up like, above my head. Like, I was taking selfies.
What are you doing, man?
Okay.
My damn wife was texting. I'm like, can I wait till we get home?
Seriously, though?
You're only a mile away, man.
I know.
We're all guilty
here's
of
the deal.
It, so I'm not going to sit here and chastise.
I am not guilty of it. So, listen, here's the deal. If you are living in this city, do not drive near Nolensville and Old Hickory Boulevard between Murfreesboro Pike and, like, in, like, Lenox Village. Do not drive an hour between 10 and 10:30 in the morning, or between 5 and 5:30 in the morning, because Nick is likely texting and driving on that road at that time. You are in danger if you are around
danger,
Nick
danger.
In the car.
Yeah. He'll text me things about the show. I'm like, dude, aren't you driving right now?
It's so ridiculous. Dude,
that is my dedication to this audience.
The amount of phone consumption.
That I will put the public in danger for this show. God. Exactly.
Hands free all the way, man.
All right. Coming up next, final hour. We've got the big finish. We've got Chris Mason. Also, Jeremy Pruitt on the hot seat, according to one individual. We'll do all of that in the final hour next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.